But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss the season coming to an end is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy morning. New Year to you. Good morning.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
This is a big day for me and my and all my billionaire friends. Happy Jan 6.
Well, how are you feeling today?
Well, it's a blessed day. On the one hand, I haven't felt this low since I was forced to put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor. But on the other hand, I feel great. I feel great. But that's probably because I'm on an extreme assload of antidepressants.
Oh no!
Pray for me. I really wish that
that's a long year.
We could have ended the season with a win. But you know what they say about wishing, don't you? Wishing is like sex. It only works when the girl signs an NDA first and Stephen calls seconds.
What?
Golly.
Jerry.
I don't know how that relates, but anyway, wish we could have ended, you know, with a better record, but I wish a lot of things. I wish Mike McCarthy had shown his Super Bowl brilliance during his time here. I wish Dak could have stayed healthy longer than 2 months at a time or however long it was. I wish gate agents only opened their mouths after sneaking into the stall.
All right.
God,
man, you're coming in hot this morning.
But it's like the Beatles said, you can't always get what you want. So, I mean, that's the way it is.
That was the Stones, but that's okay. You're on a roll. Hey, do you have any sort of big announcement that you want to make about Mike McCarthy's future?
Well, I do want to make a big announcement. Can I make a big announcement?
Yeah, let's do
it. Will you let me speak?
Of course.
I know you think you're clever with all your butt talking, but but yes, I want to make a big announcement. I am transitioning.
Transitioning.
I don't consider myself the manly football man anymore. I see myself more as Hollywood Jerry. Did you see my acting in Landman?
Yeah, we saw it.
Hollywood Jerry.
It was pretty good.
Hell, a lot of you knew I was good at acting when I said I was all in. And you're right. I'm a pretty good actor. And you'd know that if you ever saw me tell Gene at 2 a.m. that I was just out playing poker with the boys and lost track of time.
Wow.
I'm going to get an Oscar. I'll get an Oscar before I get a Super Bowl trophy. That's for GD sure.
Well, you may be right about that.
Well, yeah, that's big news this morning. We have to ask you, what did you think about the play of Trey Lance yesterday?
Well, I definitely learned one thing about him. His passes are about as accurate as a mid-90s gate agency pregnancy test.
Okay, jeez.
I mean, look, hey, Trey Lance doesn't look so much like an NFL quarterback to me. He looks like he's like more like some YouTuber has a channel where he reviews edibles and vaping rigs and stuff like that. But he does look cooler than Howdy Doody, Cooper Rush. That Cooper Rush looks like Howdy Doody, I think. No, I think I'm actually encouraged by Trey Lance because he can do nothing but improve. So there's an upside.
True. All right, true.
There's lots of upside.
Okay, that's one way to look at it. Back to McCarthy, if it's not Mike, who would you see coaching the Cowboys?
I guess Stephen or John Paul Stephen or whoever that grandson I have is.
You'll let your son or grandson be the
Something
coach?
Something like that. I don't know. Just any warm body I can throw in. Hell, maybe Mike Zimmer. Although, did you see old Mike Zimmer bagged him some young trophy wife? He may not be into coaching too much. He's going to be trying to get that Viagra stick going again.
Stop it. Stop.
Didn't he get engaged to some Maxim model or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. More power to him, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I bet you're envious.
He did text me that he's got shirts older than her, but but I guess good for him. Good for him.
Jerry!
Oh, God, it's Gene.
Jerry, get your butt out and take them recycling cans out to the curb!
Oh, it is Monday.
Yeah, I got to get that done.
What's your real daughter's car? Charlotte parked under a tree again!
Yeah, she calls Charlotte my real daughter.
Okay. She parked under a tree.
We don't need all the family problems.
Rosemary Roosevelt, bring me my pills!
Oh, God. All right, she's about to get peeled up. I got to go. Jeans on a wine cooler rampage again.
Wow. See you, Jared.
Oh, he's got his hands full.